Well, in today's segment, let's talk about pruning and suckering our tomato plants. Russ, I know that we've talked a lot in the past, and you said one of the questions that you get here a lot is, why do you prune and sucker your tomato plants? I want to let you talk a little bit about that.
Okay, well, that is a very good question, and yeah, you're exactly right. One of the biggest questions we get here at Ritter Farms is, why do we practice the art of pruning and suckering? Well, when you have a tomato plant that produces as many sucker branches as it can produce, well, you're going to have a lot of tomatoes, sure, but you're going to have a lot of small tomatoes most times, unless you just pour a ton of fertilizer on your ground to try to sustain every single tomato on that plant. Well, in the art of suckering, once you pull those sucker branches off, yeah, you are cutting down on the number of fruit that you're going to have for that plant, but at the same time, you're going to allow that plant to concentrate only on what's left so that you'll have bigger, fuller, and plumper fruit. So that's one of the reasons when people come into the farm and they see a lot of good big tomatoes, well, that's the reason you see a lot of good big tomatoes, is because we have taken all the plants that we grow and we pulled a lot of the sucker branches off just to allow that plant to be able to produce a bigger fruit.
Great, Russ. Well, now let's talk a little bit about what a branch versus a sucker is. A branch is, of course, a branch that comes out from the stem of the major stem of the tomato, has a lot of leaves on it. That adds photosynthesis and it supports the plant. But the sucker is the small leaflets that come up right in the corner or where the branch connects to the main stem. And that sucker that comes up is what we need to be focusing on. That sucker will produce flower clusters and produce fruit. And so that's what we're needing to get off of that tomato plant so that we can make bigger and better quality fruit. Well, how do you sucker? That's a great question that always kind of follows up this right here. If you've got plants that are in a greenhouse or you're planting your tomato plants very close together, the best way of doing it is finding your flower cluster, your very first flower cluster from the ground, and leaving the branch down below it and the sucker down below it. That's called the two-branch method. And then everything else below that branch and sucker, you want to take off, even the branch and the sucker, everything is below that, just go ahead and strip the plant off, because we want to make sure that disease and wind movement can get through there, that the disease doesn't come on and take control. Now, if you've got plants that are more spread apart, then you can possibly just take the suckers out, the bottom two suckers, the closest to the ground, bottom two suckers. Sometimes if the plant is real, real growthy, you might want to take the bottom three suckers. Make sure that you sucker only whenever the plant is dry, and hopefully that there's not going to be a rain or something move in that evening or maybe that day. Just make sure that the plant does stay good and dry, because if you do it whenever the plant is wet, then you could cause some disease to happen all over your plant. Now, how do you sucker? Well, what we've been finding is it seems like we're doing a much better job if we make sure that our hands are clean and that we just go in with our hands and actually break them off. We can use some knives and stuff and some pinching tools, but a lot of times you're hurting the plant, the other branch, you're hurting the main stem. So a lot of times it's just as easy to reach down in there with your hands and just pluck them right off. Now, there's two methods of pruning. One is the Mazur method, which you just break out the top of the sucker. We don't use that a lot here, but we use what we call the simple method. Basically, you go all the way down to the crook of where the branch meets the main stem and break that sucker off right away. And the smaller the suckers are, the easier it is to sucker them. It just pops right on off. And that's how and why that you sucker and prune our tomato plants.